Elliot Bronson is a Baltimore-born singer-songwriter. He's been in Atlanta long enough for us to consider him basically a native. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think I've been here 12, 13 years.
That's long enough.
Is that long enough?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
I think so. His first album in 2014 earned him comparisons to Jason Isbell, Ryan Adams, and none other than Bob Dylan. His new record is called James, and I'm going to let him introduce himself with a song. What are you going to play for us?
Sounds good. I'm going to play this song called Rolling Down a Line, which is on that record. Here we go. Rolling down a line, I've been rolling down a line. I've been looking for something that's hard to find. Rolling down, rolling down, rolling down a line. Didn't finish school, oh, but I've been doing fine. 'Cause I learned a golden rule, now I'm rolling down. I went rolling down the line, I went rolling down the line. I've been looking for something that's hard to find. Rolling down, rolling down, rolling down the line. When I left my home, I had no one by my side. I didn't know where I was going. I can't find a way to play. I'm rolling down the line. I go rolling down the line. I go rolling down the line. I've been looking for something that's hard to find. Rolling down, rolling down, rolling down the line. When my days are gone, it's time for me to fly. You won't keep me holding on when I go rolling down the line. I go rolling down the line. I go rolling down the line. 'Cause I've been looking for something that's hard to find. Rolling down, rolling down, rolling down the line.
Elliot Bronson, Rolling Down the Line. Thank you so much. That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah. One thing that I kept hearing over and over again as I was listening to the new album, James, and that's a great cut off of it.
Thank you.
I'm hearing like overtones of like early Springsteen.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Like Nebraska era.
Love that record.
Yeah, it's a great one. Can you talk about like sort of where you were coming from, where you were at when you wrote that song?
Well, you know, I feel like I have very little perspective sometimes on like how and why I write the songs I write. But I will say that it was a tough period that these songs were all written in. And, you know, they're all different aspects of life in that period. But this one's sort of like a travelogue, right? It's about leaving home and moving and just sort of like the whole lifestyle that I've sort of taken on, better or for worse.
So I think that like reading a little bit about your background, growing up in Baltimore and moving to Atlanta, I think that we both had a similar thing sort of happen to us when we were teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
You listened to a lot of punk as a teen. Same here. Then one day you sort of rediscovered Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Were you getting something from Dylan that you had been missing in punk rock and the other music you were listening to?
Maybe. I mean, I really took to the acoustic guitar, but I mean, when I discovered Dylan, like, I thought Dylan was super punk rock, you know? Like, early Dylan was, like,
I can get with that.
As punk as you could get, in a way, you know, in terms of, like, the punk mentality, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought it was just right in line with everything else I was listening to. It was just, it wasn't distorted. And, you know, just getting older, like, and it's easier to be a one-man band than to try to keep a punk band together. I've done that too, and mm-hmm. that's really difficult. Mm-hmm. So for a lot of reasons, it was just sort of like a convenient way to make the kind of art that I wanted to make. And then later, you know, I really did fall in love with folk music. And now, I mean, I don't really keep up with the punk rock as much as I used to, although it's in my heart.
Yeah, yeah. Once a punk, always.
All right.
The new album came out in August. It's called James. Yeah. First of all, where did the title come from?
Well, James is my middle name. Mm-hmm. It's my dad's middle name. I mentioned the King James Bible because we grew up a Pentecostal, and that's in one of the songs, too. And I don't know. I think I'm just looking at my songwriting. I tend to write a lot about identity, and I love playing with identity, and the middle name is such a weird thing. Like, I got this name, James, but nobody calls me James, right? But but we all have these sides to ourselves that we kind of we keep hidden or we don't show everybody. And I thought this record, because the last record was a self-titled record, and it was sort of like, here I am, I'm Elliot Bronson. But then I wanted to be like, but I'm also these other things. So that's kind of my thinking on it, I guess.
That's great. And it the record feels like a really focused statement of an album. Like, each song feels distinct and of its own. There's 8 songs, yeah. So there's not really a lot of time to mess around.
No.
Did you approach this record differently from your previous work?
I made this record with the same producer as the last one, and mm-hmm. he has a very his style is sort of to like really highlight the artist and not really mess with them a lot, which is so great, you know, because he doesn't come in there and be like, oh yeah, well, let's add like a drum track to this, you know, or let's put some synth, whatever. I mean, he really is like just bringing out the lyric and the melody and what's already there. So I love that, and we took that approach to both this record and the last record, and I'm sure there are big differences, but you know, as an artist, like a lot of times, like I'm so close to it that I can't really tell what the big differences are. Like, in a year from now, I'll have a really good answer for you. But right now, it's just like, these are the songs I needed to write, you know, just to like be like mentally okay.
Yeah. And I mean, and speaking of that, there's a standout track on the record. It's called Rough Ride.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one song that sort of steps out and addresses current events.
Yeah.
Namely, the death of Freddie Gray.
Yeah.
It's a story song about
that's
that.
That's true.
You don't normally get political.
No, I don't.
So what got you to write this?
You know, for me, I don't really love political songs, but it's not because I don't like people talking about politics. It's that they're usually just bad. Like, I like a good song, you know, and that's what I'm aiming towards. And I don't think of a song like that as like, hey, I need to like take a certain stand on an issue. It's like, this happened in my hometown. It was tragic. And I wrote it just the way I would write a song about a breakup. Like, it was something that affected me and made me think and was sad and had lots of sides to it. I try not to make any of my songs one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. And so I tried to put that all in the song, too. And I was also thinking about some of my favorite Dylan songs, like Hurricane.
Yes.
And yeah. I really love how he lays out that story so, like, almost journalistically. And so I kind of did set myself that challenge, like, could I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's probably why it's a little different, because usually I don't have any plan in mind, but I kind of did want to create something in that sort of mold.
Yeah. Well, do you want to play another song for us?
I'd be happy to.
All right. A drink of water. This is, if you're just joining us, this is Elliot Bronson playing for us on City Lights. I'm Mike Johns, filling in for Lois Reitzes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Were we really that young, man? It's hard to believe. You hung like a thread on the end of my sleeve. Time is a lender, holding the deed while we pay. Well, we kissed like a thunderstorm, howled like the wind, laughed at the night, let the morning light in. Now there's pillows between us, we're quiet as kin where we lay. Is that good? Good enough, good enough, is good enough, good enough for you. Now there's paint around the edges of our window pane, leaking the roof where the ceiling is stained. Everything crumbles if it ain't maintained, it seems. So I live in my books and I live in my head, in between words that we leave unsaid. We turn off the lights and we just go to bed and dream. Is that good?
Elliot Bronson, that was Good Enough off of his new record, James. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah. I'm Mike Johns. If you're just joining us on City Lights, filling in for Lois Reitzes. Like we mentioned earlier, just in the minute or so that we've got left,
yeah.
You kind of went from punk to folk
yeah.
As a teenager, but I imagine that your listening tastes are still like pretty broad.
Sure, absolutely.
What is it about folk music that feels like you, that feels like your voice?
I don't know that I think about it in that in terms of like, you know, I go around thinking I'm a folk guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really fell in love with the magic of what you can do with a great lyric and a melody and the way it hits you. And it hit me like that as a kid. And it seemed like so wild that like you can't see the notes, you know, you can't see, it's just you're hit with this sound. And all of a sudden I'm feeling something that I wasn't feeling a minute ago. And it just seemed like some kind of magic, you know? And I always was drawn to that, and so I wanted to be able to reproduce it. And that said, I love playing with my band, and I love rocking out, but, you know, when there's nobody around, it's just me at home, and I have my guitar, like, there's something I can still do, and it's kind of amazing to have that outlet.
Fantastic. Well, Elliot Bronson is playing The Foundry in Athens tonight.
That's right.
He's back in Decatur. This weekend, he plays a release show for his latest album, James, on Saturday at Eddie's Attic. Elliot Bronson, thank you so much for joining
us.
It's
been a pleasure to be here.
Great.
I've been rolling down a line, looking for something that's hard to find. Rolling down a line. School.